Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Experience, the DJV program, the DJV show, the DJV gathering, the DJV gang, the... I'd probably do the whole hour on just what does DJV mean. Its meaning is very clear. It's Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is on the I, if you will. The I is on the main control room in Washington where all this stuff is put together, and we're here at your service and on your side to help you with your money problems. You have not enough money. We maybe help you get a new job, and we can maybe change your life in lots of different ways with thoughts, because thoughts are things. I think that's one of the things you got to remember. All of the stuff that you hear us talking about are thoughts that come from our experience, come from our mind, come from what we've read or we've heard. And it's like, you know, with you, you have your option to listen or not listen, to agree or disagree. It's cool. One of the things, however, that is that we're concerned about, I think there's a lot of concern in this country with the coronavirus thing being what it is, that people are not going to be able to pay their bills. A lot of people live from paycheck to paycheck, and they, you know, it gets people all psyched up. I might say to you, even though it's easy, I mean, I'm in the same position. What gets canceled first when businesses want to save money, when they're not doing a lot of business, they cancel their advertising. You can see that across the board. I was having lunch yesterday with your father, Jennifer, and an advertising guy, and he was telling us how people are calling, okay, how do I cancel my contract? How do I get out of this advertising? What do I have to do? And so many of the smart people...
You can't.
Put in, exactly. That's
no cancellation.
No cancellation policy, which is the smart way to do it. Some people aren't smart enough to do that, and thus... We have our situation here where we're wondering, okay, how are we going to pay our bills next month, that sort of thing. But, you know, this always is temporary. It comes back. Things come back around. And it's never as bad as it seems. This coronavirus is not going to be the end of the world, boys and girls. I'll tell you that for sure.
Can I make an editorial change? Because I was going to go and we'll talk about Harvey Weinstein sentencing and all
that.
That's
all right. You can do that.
But I'm going to change. I'm making an editorial change because since we are talking about the coronavirus and people grieving over some of the things that they are losing, like music and music festivals and college campuses closing down, right? We're talking about maybe businesses will be suffering, our business, who knows? But there's maybe no greater loss than the cancellation of the Smurf Festival.
Oh, no.
Have you heard about this?
No. The Smurfs?
There are so many weird people out there. This is the breaking news story of the day. So there's a mayor in a small French town that is defending hosting a record-breaking gathering of 3,500 people all dressed as Smurfs this past weekend. People are saying that the event increased the risk of spreading the coronavirus. Patrick Leclerc of Landerneau, I don't know, I'm probably murdering that, in Western France said, "We must not stop living. It was the chance to say we are alive." Mm-hmm. All in blue face. The gathering came the day before France banned all gatherings of more than 1,000 people trying to contain the coronavirus, which in their country has infected 1,412 people and killed 25. But this Smurf rally, very bizarre, it's exactly what it seems. There are people dressed all in blue with the white hats holding large white flowers. It is populated by fans of Smurfs. They set up homes that look like mushrooms, like the Smurfs. Wow. And they go to this town called Brayton. And it's This is no joke. They broke the world record for a gathering of Smurfs, so congratulations. I guess nothing, not all was lost. They paint their hands, their faces, they have the pointy hats. They said that they violated no ban and were a necessary antidote to ambient gloom. They said they'd been preparing for a month, and that was one of the Smurfs that said that. She said her name was Isabel Smurf. Oh, they got their costumes, and they figured a bit of fun would do everybody some good. Now, the Italian media disagreed, saying it was irresponsible for the Smurfs to all gather 3,500
deep in this
town.
If the Smurfs, you know, if this group of Smurfs gets the virus, like,
did you grow up with the Smurfs, Victoria? Didn't you, my children?
I never watched
up
the Smurfs.
I loved the Smurfs. I grew up.
My
with
son
them.
Loved
them.
The Smurfs for some whatever reason.
Oh my gosh!
Reason.
I mean, the Smurfs were on. They were on TV when I was a little kid, but like, I just never watched it.
I just didn't.
Do you even know what we're talking about? Does Kara know who the Smurfs are? Because they were kind of gone when she came along, I think. I'm not
they
sure.
They did new movies. I did. I had the games. I had action figures.
Yeah, they were around. I mean, I think everybody my age knows them, and they were still on TV. I was just in the middle of doing something, which is why I had hesitated.
You're not allowed to eat. You know that. You know the rules.
That's Murphy, Kara. That's Murphy.
That's what Brendan called them. Brendan was maybe 3 years old, and his reference to them was Desmurf. They were Desmurfs.
Desmurfs.
Desmurfs. All right,
but,
so that
you know, maybe your kids and me, maybe we need to go to this French town to get our Smurf on.
Megan was never big on it. Megan was too much of a reader. She didn't get into it as much. But Brendan liked that sort of thing. But he liked G.I.
Well,
Joe, like
we'll
Star Wars, all of that stuff. I'm really interested to see all of the things that are happening that are being changed because of the coronavirus. Actually all through the week, there have been various airline announcements cutting flights because of the coronavirus. Fewer people are traveling. I thought yesterday here in Los Angeles it was like a holiday. Did you notice that, Jennifer? The traffic, there was no real
traffic.
No, the traffic
was awful for me yesterday.
Really? Oh, on this side
of the
hill. Because
of the rain, it took me forever to get home.
It really was not bad over here at all. It felt like sort of one of those quasi-holidays. A lot of people just deciding not to go to work. I don't know how you do that. But apparently that's
telecommute
going
now,
on.
Which is just what I think a lot of people will do. But
yeah. So American and Delta saying that they're reducing the number of domestic and international flights by 7, and American says 7%, I think 10% during. What they're not realizing is that this is going to go away by the summertime, and they'll make a mistake, and then they'll have to add flights, yada, yada. But at least it puts them out of.
Now's the time to book a fall trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you want to go somewhere in the fall, the
prices
are
reduced 10%.
Yeah, you're not scared. Anyway. I wish I could get the time finagled, because I would love to do a river cruise right now. I wouldn't do a big cruise, but I have no problem doing a river cruise. And you know how cheap the prices are to do that? Ugh.
Mm-hmm. So the CEO of Southwest said he's taking a 10% pay cut because of the drop in bookings, but he doesn't want to lay anybody off, doesn't want to cut any flights, to cut the service for their customers.
I've never
pretty
flown
smart.
Southwest, but
yeah,
that's leadership.
Very smart.
That's exactly what a CEO should do.
Yep.
And we
never
wonder
if
anyone doing it.
If him cutting 10% of his pay really keeps employees on, how much is he making?
Oh, the guys like that?
Well, then, yeah, that's a good
question. $10 million a year, easy. Yeah, no, guys like that. So that's how many you employ, 10%. Of that's 800,000. That's probably at least a dozen people would keep their jobs. I don't think that's a meaningless.
I don't think it's meaningless. It just makes you wonder how much he was making at all.
I'm telling you, he's making 8 to 10. He's probably making more than that with a bonus. The guy at American Airlines last year made $88 million with his bonuses. So
$88 million, and they can't keep my luggage with me every single time I fly American.
Oh. Yeah, what does your paycheck look like every 2 weeks when you make $88 million?
Oh my gosh!
Well, he got it all as a bonus, so he got one big check. Anyway, I think they're
missing. My bank would be like, yeah,
here.
Right.
Ms. Horn, someone is fraudulently trying to deposit money in your account.
Exactly.
I would, if I made $88 million in a bonus, I'd want it like the big publisher's clearinghouse check so I can take it.
You know, the publisher, that Steve Harvey's become the spokesperson for Publisher's Clearinghouse, and every week they give away $10,000 on a Family Feud in addition to him going around neighborhoods giving people checks, like Ed McMahon used to do. It's kind of cool.
That's very smart, because I think most people question whether or not anybody ever wins Publisher's Clearinghouse. So
right.
At least if they see it on Family Feud, they know.
Yeah, yep, right, exactly. So anyway, American says they're cutting their flights during the peak summer season. That is, they're going to find, well, listen, let's see what the option does. Hiring freeze at Delta, voluntary leave if you want. They're trying to, you know, tell people if you don't want to
work. Does that
mean
if you want to retire from Delta?
Yeah, probably, yeah. See you later. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see my sister at 77 is still a flight attendant for Delta. They've offered her packages four or five times to get out, and she's not taking them. She'd rather be getting away from her husband than going on. Anyway, so it's 16 after the hour. I say that lovingly. The latest DJV podcast, conversation about why you shouldn't be using vodka as a hand sanitizer. Hello, duh. It doesn't work. And zinc may be the number one way to keep yourself healthy from the coronavirus. That conversation in our latest podcast. We also talk about William Shatner's latest divorce. Your father and I were talking about that at lunch yesterday at Jennifer and what the real motivation was.
The horse semen went to Bill Shatner.
Yeah, but there's a story behind the story there that I won't talk about on the air. Anyway, the things that are being split are pretty interesting. Harvey Weinstein is out of the hospital, but there's other stuff there. So you can hear the stories. We have them for you. Check them out. Go to wherever you get podcasts at Stitcher, the Apple Podcast app, Blog Talk Radio, TalkStream Live, iTunes, all that good stuff. Follow us on social media, too, at Facebook.com/DJVoosh. Say it again, Doug. DJV Show, or on Twitter at DJV Show.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Yeah.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Here on the DJV program, Maren Morris and John Pardee are both competing against themselves in the Album of the Year category, the upcoming Academy of Country Music Awards. In addition to being nominated for their own albums, they are featured on other albums that are also nominated. Maren Morris is nominated for her second major label album, Girl. Plus, she's featured on Miranda Lambert's Wild Card. In addition to being nominated for his third studio album, Heartache Medication, John Pardee is featured on Thomas Rhett's Center Point Road. Maren has actually been in this position before. 3 years ago, she was nominated for Album of the Year for her major label debut album called Hero. She was also featured on fellow nominee Dierks Bentley's Black. Little Big Town has also been in this position a couple of times before. They were nominated for Album of the Year 5 years ago for Painkiller. They lost out to Miranda Lambert's Platinum, on which they were featured. Talk about incest. A couple of years ago, Little Big Town was back in the running for Album of the Year for The Breaker. They were also featured in Old Dominion's Happy Endings. Featured artists don't win awards when an album is voted Album of the Year at the ACMs. The award
goes
to the artist.
So it's like kind of sour grapes, right? You're helping someone else win Album of the Year, but you don't get a trophy.
Yeah, right. Kind of sour grapes, yeah. So why do they do that? Well, somebody call somebody at the Academy of Country Music and see if you get an explanation for that. All right, some good stuff there. It's 25 and change after the hour on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Kara, and me and you with Justin Timberlake, teaming up with Anderson .Paak. Is that how he pronounced his name?
Yep.
He's dropped Don't Slack, latest collaboration from the upcoming Trolls World Tour movie. Is his wife wearing her ring or not? I've seen all kinds. She is wearing her ring.
Yeah, yes, her birthday was her birthday was a couple. I don't wear my ring during the day, though, so I kind of feel like I get that. But, her birthday was over the weekend, maybe? And she posted a bunch of really cute pictures of the two of them together, so they're fine.
The new song from Justin follows his other recent Trolls duet with SZA, The Other Side's Called, which serves as the soundtrack lead single. How'd I do on that, Kara? SZA.
Pretty good.
S-E-A. SZA. Trolls World Tour is set to hit theaters nationwide on the 20th of next month, with Justin reprising his role as Branch, the good-hearted sidekick to Anna Kendrick's Queen Poppy. Timberlake also opened up in a new interview about where he is creatively. He teased the possibility of more music coming down the pipeline this year. Honestly, he said, quote, I'm in a zone that I just love. I've always loved collaborating. I couldn't put anything out for the rest of the year. I might do nothing, or I might do a bunch of stuff.
It's a big tease, but who knows?
Yeah. Okay. All right, speaking of teases, all of the promotion for Coachella apparently up in smoke, at least for the original time. They have officially, I know we were talking about the rumor, I think, the last couple of days about it being moved to the fall, and now it's officially been moved to this October. Concerns, obviously, about coronavirus. The annual festival was scheduled to take place next month at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, now down south in South Palm Springs, California. Now it's going to take place October 9th to 11th. And then the following weekend after that.
Reading something yesterday that apparently people are unhappy with that because it's going to be very hot in October.
In October,
it's
always hot.
It's hot in October.
September,
and
October,
April.
Very hot here.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, I think that canceling all this stuff, keeping people from going to games, it's more nonsense. It just is. It's nonsense.
This is also outdoors.
Yeah.
It's not like you're trapped indoors with, 250,000 people. This is all outdoors. I don't know.
And trust me, people spread things around Coachella all the time.
All right. Well, anyway, so that's up to them. I wasn't going anyway. So it's all right. Everybody calm down. 28 and change after the hour here on the DJV show.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
I'm Rich Rosario. One in four heart attack survivors will have another cardiovascular event. Award-winning author and American Heart Association volunteer Dr. Nisa Goldberg explains the hidden risks.
Many people don't realize that managing hidden risks like untreated high blood pressure, unhealthy eating habits, and poor medication adherence may reduce your risk for having another heart attack.
The American Heart Association's Secondary Heart Attack Prevention Initiative, sponsored by Bayer, reminds you to follow your doctor's recommendations to help reduce your risk factors.
Take your medication as prescribed. Certain medicines like aspirin can lower your risk of another cardiac event. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. It's important to understand your medications and take them correctly. Manage risk factors like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Quit smoking, eat healthier, and get active.
Learn more ways to thrive after a heart attack at heart.org/oneisenough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has live-streamed a video message from the White House. He assured Americans they're doing everything they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene.
On Wall Street, the Dow plunged once again over 1,400 points. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature,
changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Well, let's see what's going on in the world, shall we? Continuing our focus on today, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. We have gone, what is it, miles and miles before we sleep? What is that? That was Robert Frost, wasn't it?
It was.
The poem, once was something on a snowy evening.
Stopping by woods. On a snowy evening. Right. Yep.
I'm glad you remember that. Very good. All right. Don't you remember that, Jennifer?
Of course. I also love my real favorite poem, which is There Once Was a Girl from Nantucket.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we love Jennifer Horn. Sometimes she's not quite right, but it's okay. We know what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. We'll not move her to another position. She's going to be right here monitoring our thoughts and her thoughts. How could we ever
I'm your poetry czar here on the DJV show.
Poetry in Motion. There's a great song from the 50s, Johnny Tillotson. Poetry, I won't sing it because Kara will get upset with me, but it's maybe we could do that on Throwback Thursday. What about it? Victoria, you find the songs. Let's go find Johnny Tillotson's Poetry in Motion. And whatever year that came from, we can focus on that. How's that for an idea? Good, huh? Too glad I got all my great ideas.
I think for that suggestion, I think this week we're going to celebrate the music of 2015. just to
that's
twist
the giving
it
all. Zing! right, Victoria, what's the latest from some world other than the coronavirus world?
No politics, please. No coronavirus.
None, zero.
Let's talk shopping. There is a really interesting new study out that reveals that drunk shopping in the U.S. is a $45 billion industry. Now, I don't know if everyone here on the show is guilty of this. I know I am. I'm guessing maybe Jen. But Americans spend
just a little.
Americans spent $44.9 billion on drunk purchases in 2019, according to this new study.
Does that mean you're drunk when you're buying, or you're buying stuff to get drunk?
No, no, no. You're drunk while you're
drunk
shopping.
Drunk when you're shopping.
Yeah. Yes. And so the amount spent on the average amount spent on drunk purchases increased from $674 to $768. And so it's up. Survey found that food and alcohol were the most common drunk purchases, followed by shoes, clothes, and accessories, which accounted for 36.9% of the drunken buys. Men were more likely to be drunk and buying shoes, clothes, and accessories, and 45% making drunk purchases were men, compared to 20% of women. So men are actually doing this more than women, which I never would have guessed, because QVC and HSN are in business because women like
they
their Chardonnay
come with
late at night.
They should bottle of Chardonnay.
Really? Is that how that works?
Oh, my God.
Kidding. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and so, and this makes sense. So, because more men do this than women, $731 were spent on average on car related purchases while drunk. $705 on average was spent on vacations.
Who's the lady that's on Shark Tank?
Lori. I always forget her last name.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah.
You realize
she's
how wealthy she's become?
I think she's QVC.
Yeah, I think she's...
I always get the two of them.
She's wealthy because a bunch of buzz chicks buy a bunch of stuff off of QVC.
Yeah. Yep. Like, oh my God, I need that. So they're, once again, millennials are the largest group of drunk shoppers.
Kara, you did this. It's your fault.
42% are millennials. Drunk. 35% were Gen Z millennials. And so, they're calling, it's like Gen Z / millennials. That's 35%. And the average spent per purchase was $879. So that's...
So Kara goes home after, in the middle of the afternoon, and starts drinking. And then she goes on to QVC and starts buying stuff. Is that what happened?
I have never bought anything from QVC before. And I think this is more a Victoria and Jen problem. I don't normally buy stuff drunk. I normally buy stuff when I'm, like, bored and don't want to do something, don't want to do my taxes. And I'm like, you know what else I could do instead? Buy something. That's when I
get you out and have more fun.
All right.
Are you having a lot of fun when you're drunk on your couch buying from QVC?
Yeah.
don't tell me I need to go out.
Those jeans have a lot of stretch in them. Listen.
All right. So speaking of being drunk, Alex Jones, the radio host, was arrested because he was driving under the influence. I'm not sure why that made such big headlines. Although
I want to see the records. I think it's a conspiracy.
Really? You get him?
No, it was a joke.
Because he's the conspiracy guy.
Because he's a conspiracy guy? Okay. Why didn't I get that? Oh, when I think of that first, that's even more important. Okay, so speaking of things that are amusing, I find, even though the corona thing is not amusing, I find that everybody getting in on the act, everybody and their businesses, everybody's got to have their place. So I got this email from Citibank this morning. If you've been impacted by COVID-19 and need our support, we're here to help. So on the dedicated assistance line, you can call us and we'll tell you what you can wipe your card with. That's the first thing. What can you do with a card? Wipe your card off. We've augmented daily cleaning procedures, too. You can use stronger disinfectant products in our banks. They'll show you how to wipe off the card. They have hand sanitizer ready, yada, yada, yada. They also say they're monitoring the situation, and if you need more credit, call the line on the back of your card.
What's
the
number?
If you need more time to pay your balance, call us and we'll work with you. City Online. I thought that was pretty interesting. Everybody's getting in.
The most ridiculous people are sending me, we're preparing for COVID, not only the banks, right. And I get two of them, my bank and CRN's bank, the company that I help run. Right. And then I've been getting stuff from Nordstrom Rack, getting stuff from Expedia, getting stuff from hotels I stayed at 12 years ago, from the airlines I've traveled. I mean, it's just crazy how many people are responding to this on a corporate level. It's,
Yeah. I got a note from a doctor that I see in Denver, and he says, he goes through the process. Most good doctors have sent out email communication. I think this is where it's credible, actually. This is where it's helpful. And a lot of the things that he's saying or what we've heard from our doctors, whether it be Jack Stockwell or Ken Kronhaus, rest, maintain good hydration, a lot of electrolytes. Now, that's something that I'm new on that I haven't been on for a long time because I've never really liked coconut water or, you know, the sport drinks. I just don't like the taste of them. Anyway, the electrolytes are important, it would seem. Relaxing music at the end of the day to reduce stress because, let's face it,
this virus is way up.
Yeah, right. And then that's, and your immune system becomes more vulnerable. And that's really, that's a game changer, Frank. Mm-hmm. This is very intuitive. Also, vitamin B and vitamin D. Go to the health food store or go to Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He has standard processed products, and I like them because they're made from food. There's no synthetic stuff. So you get vitamin D, vitamin C, that kind of stuff. Something called Immune Plex enhances your immune system, all that kind of stuff. If you do have a fever, this guy's name is Fred Grover, very good doctor. He said make sure that you have some Tylenol around. If you do have a fever, he said, let it be at 103 for 3 days, and then after that, break it. And that's really, I've been hearing more of that lately. Have you heard, ladies, that leave the fever, don't kill it the first day. Don't go right away to Advil or Tylenol and try to kill the fever. Let it do its, because that's what it's doing. You have a fever because it's getting rid of the junk that's in your body. So the more you kill that fever, the longer you're going to be sick.
It can't be 103, maybe 100.3.
Whatever.
103 is really high. For 3 days, you need to be in the hospital for that. Okay. That's way too high.
Okay.
If you have 99 or 100, you shouldn't take anything because that's your body. Do you know what your temperature,
what your body temperature is?
Yes,
Jennifer,
I run cold.
What is it?
All women 97.1 usually, yep. 97.1.
Really? What do you run?
That's exactly 97.1. Because Sarah? When we menstruate, women are designed that way because when we menstruate, our temperatures go way up. We go up by four or five degrees.
I was cold because I'm 97.9, which is colder than the normal, but you guys are colder than me.
So what does that say about me? Because my temperature, I didn't realize, I've always been 98.6, and this year, consistently, for all my tests, 97.4.
Isn't that
consistently.
Funny?
Consistently.
Yeah, you're transitioning.
If I have a 98.6 degree temperature, I start presenting symptoms of a fever.
Yep,
really?
Same.
It's so funny, I start to feel like I need to sleep, my eyes will be burning, all the stuff that you get when you get a fever at 98.6.
Huh. All right. This doctor says you have high blood pressure. Monitor it closely. If your blood pressure is too low, then you need to go to the doctor. That's one of the things I have. What Ken found with me is venous insufficiency. If you don't know what that is, it means your blood pressure is too low to get all of the liquids out of your legs in normal order.
Why don't you just come hang out with me for a little while?
Yeah.
If your pressure is low, you probably don't have enough sodium in your diet, too.
110. I don't have any salt in my diet at all.
Yeah, well,
110
that's not good.
Over 68 is my normal blood pressure. And the new doctor that I have here in L.A., my primary care, first time I've had a primary care doctor for 40 years, she looked at my legs and she pressed them, and the skin stuck in. And she said, okay, well, you have a problem. And it's a return sort of thing. But that's why I have also, and this is helpful hopefully to people that have the same thing, if you have restless leg, it's because it's the same thing. It's because you don't have enough blood flowing down there. And there are ways of increasing it. Certainly the amount of exercise that I have, the amount of walking and other things that I do sort of moves it around. But if you have a sedentary day, then that's something that you need to shake. You got to shake it out, much as anything else. The American family farmer. one of the things that I do that I'm most proud of, excuse me, in terms of broadcast realities, a weekly one-hour visit with folks who are successfully working in the family farmer field in podcast form. You can go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or get the Apple Podcast list, the apps there, and the Stitcher, Blog Talk, TalkStream Live app, all of them. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find the American Family Farmer.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% B2C this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one or someone you know, has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173, 800-209-5173, 800-209-5173.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs. You can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. Realbusinessbargains.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warren Eckstein is here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, the host of the internationally acclaimed The Pet Show. I say that so that all of you will grasp how important it was for Warren to come up with a catchy name for his talk radio program on pets. So it is called, cleverly, The Pet Show. And you can go to thepetshow.com. Find out what's cooking with Warren Eckstein. He's here with us on the DJV program. I think, Victoria, you ought to go through your scenario of trying to foster that dog that came to your house. And this is for people who would do this. It's a good experience because you learn more about, Victoria's been doing this for a long time. I think you've done some of this. I have never done, I couldn't do this. I get a dog and I was, you know, he'd stay.
That's how I wound up with 30.
Yeah, really? And we have a little foster now who's available for adoption. He's the sweetest little thing, but he and Bentley, our other dog, are not a love match, so we will not be keeping him. But we're, you know, teaching him. He's a stray from Puerto Rico through Animal Lighthouse Rescue. That's who we work with. And so, like, he's never been in a home before. He was abandoned. He and his brother were found abandoned by their owners, and they were wandering the streets. And so, you know, everything is new to him. Like, he's playing with every single toy, which is really cute. He ate through my computer cord last night, which is not cute. So he owes me $100 at this point. But other than that, it is very rewarding, and it's wonderful because you kind of help him acclimate to being in a family and a home, and then you can teach them some valuable things. He's wee-wee pad trained now. After only a week, he's done a great job with that. So, like, when he goes to his new forever home, he's got a basis and a foundation so that he doesn't get returned, and that's the most important thing about fostering, is making sure that they have that transition and they have, like, some knowledge and some skills so that they don't get returned, because that's the worst.
And the other thing that's really critical in a scenario like this, and I've worked with so many hundreds of feral dogs, which are kind of like what we're talking about, basically, is the concept when you foster a feral dog or a dog that's never had real exposure to people and situations, the dog really adapts to the first person who shows him that kindness.
Yep.
The dog really bonds with you. So what happens now is when you find that perfect home for the dog, which is exactly the right thing to do, there's going to be some issues that you're going to have to talk to with the new parents, mm-hmm. basically. There's going to be some abandonment issues. In other words, now that the dog went from one location to another location, and he has it good, now he's going to a third location, there's going to be some panicking there. So there's some abandonment issues we have to take care of. However, they can all be worked out. And great homes, and bless you for what you do. So many people are foster failures, and what happens is they wind up keeping the dog, which actually prevents them from saving another dog. So what you're doing is exactly on target. So the most important thing to do is make sure the people that are adopting the dog are aware of situations that may occur. For example, your dog doesn't know the difference between chewing a wire and chewing a toy. He's never had toys before.
Right.
So you can't get electrocuted.
I'm trying to teach him that whenever he, like yesterday he was sitting next to me, he's very bonded to me now, and so yesterday he was sitting next to me and I felt a tug on my sweatshirt and he was starting to chew on the zipper. And I just gave him a firm no and I put a toy in his mouth. So I'm trying
to
like...
feel guilty, Victoria, feel guilty now. Okay, I want you to feel guilty. Let me explain something to you.
Uh-oh.
A dog uses their mouth the way a kid uses their hands. So when a dog goes from a situation that isn't really comfortable to an incredibly comfortable situation, one of the ways they alleviate stress is by chewing. So chewing is a stress alleviator for dogs. So very often when we have a dog that's been adopted or fostered and the dog is chewing, we get angry at the dog or frustrated at the dog rather than just understanding that he's going to chew. You can't stop a dog from chewing, but you can teach them what they can chew and what they can't chew.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Trying to stop a dog from smelling another dog's pee. It's not going to happen as part of that.
Can't be done. Can't be done.
No. All right. So would you help people I'm sure you get a lot of calls to the pet show as to advice on how to choose a vet. You and I have been talking about this because our vet retired. I went to a place yesterday that my son has gone to, and it was in a seedy part of town, but they did a nice job, and I feel better about where Daisy is. I just wanted to have her checked out. But do you have like 30 seconds worth of advice on how to find a good vet?
Yeah, the neighborhood. And every neighborhood has it. You're like a neighborhood group now. You can go online and ask neighbors about vets they've had good success with or vets that have treated their pets properly. So either go online or some of the best places is go to the local dog park and speak to the people that have their dogs at the dog park, get a bunch of recommendations, and then kind of search them out and adjust for yourself.
Wow, that's great advice. Do the community thing. All right, well, that's why Warren is as popular as he is, because he has good common sense advice. Check out The Pet Show at thepetshow.com and his Hugs and Kisses, the line that helps vitamins and minerals for your dog or your cat. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.